Cooking with Claude. My mother is standing by. Good morning, Mom. How are you? Mother? Mother?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yes. Hi. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Mom. How are you doing?
Doing well.
How's little man? Is he there?
Oh, yeah. He's great. He put on,
Dumbo?
He's watching Mother Goose.
Oh, Mother Goose.
With all his stuffies.
Well, that's what I would like to do that.
Well, you can come and join him right after work.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where I'm at. But yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm glad you guys are having fun.
He's adorable.
Oh, thanks, Nona. That's the best. I have been telling people about your recipe this week, Mom, because it was so... I'm a huge potato fan. I like a good scalloped potato. I like any kind of potato, really. Stuffed potato,
yeah.
Whatever. And what I loved about this recipe is that you actually made it into a meal versus a side dish, which I was very happy with.
Yeah, so that's how it started. It started as like, you know, I do so many stuff with the main meal, and I thought, let me, you know, just pull something aside for like, you know, to go along with your main meal, something different. And it happened, you know, to be where I didn't go shopping, so I didn't have much in the house. So I thought, let me make scalloped potatoes. So that's where I started. And with the scalloped potatoes, you know, you boil your potatoes until they're just about, you know, 3/4 cooked. You want to save so they don't get too mushy, you know, because you're going to then bake them. So, you know, as the fork goes in and it, you know, struggles a little bit, but not too badly, you know,
that's
fork
good.
Goes in and out. That's when you know you're done. And then I peeled my the skins off, and then I sliced them all about, I don't know, you know, an eighth of an inch or whatever, just nice slices so you could get the hardiness of the potato and it's not too thin like a potato chip.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lined them, you know, first again, I did the bottom of the pan of the cooking baking dish. with butter. Loaded
okay.
The bottom with butter, you know, and then I lined up all the potatoes. Now, I did it as a one. You could do it like layer of the potatoes and a layer of the sauce and a layer of the potatoes, but I only had so many potatoes, so I did one full layer. And then on the top of an oven in your pot, you want to do your cup of onion, chopped onion, some garlic, 2 cloves. I just used the minced out of the jar. I just put 2 heaping tablespoons in.
Yeah.
About 1/4 cup of butter. I don't measure that either, so I just think what is 1/4 cup. And then 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour. If you want to add salt, you all know I don't add salt. A little bit of black pepper, and then when that all, you know, kind of comes together and your onion and garlic look like they're kind of cooked, you take 2.5 cups of milk, pour that in until the whole thing thickens. Once it thickens, you know, you put it all over the top of the potatoes, and then you bake it. And I thought, okay, so I have potatoes for dinner, but I don't have anything to go with it.
Now, wait, real quick, Mom, because the last time you and I did a recipe together, I got flooded with calls. I just want to make sure that I give them the right temperature and the right time frame. How long did you bake the potatoes, and at what temp? 350?
Hi, do you want this? 350. Open a package. 350, and what was the other question?
How long did you bake the potatoes?
I would say 30 to 45 minutes until they're golden brown on top.
Okay, all right.
Only because, unfortunately, the first time I made it, which is this time, I felt that some of my slices weren't as tender as I would have liked them to be. So either boil them a little bit longer, because on 350, the top browns very quickly.
Yeah.
I had to lower the temperature for a while to get the potatoes to cook a little bit more. But if you're, you know, if you cook them a little bit longer in the pot, that's why I kind of changed it to when, because it, you know, it cooks very quickly in the
right.
oven. The, you know, your mixture on top gets golden brown
pretty quickly.
Quick, and you
yeah.
don't want to burn it.
Okay. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So you take the potatoes out. You're like, all right, this is fine. But how do I turn this into a meal?
Yeah, well, because it was Valentine's Day and I'm like, okay, this is all I have. And then I went and I found I had some of the you know, cheese that I do a lot with my quiches, the shredded cheese or a sliced cheese. Mm-hmm. So I actually had some, you know, sliced cheese that happened to be a Swiss. So I took that and I just layered it on the top and I thought, okay, that'll be a little protein. So I then put that back in the oven and that looked amazing. And then I thought, well, I really don't have any meat. So I went downstairs in the freezer and I had, do you want to say hi?
Hi, Chase.
Hi.
Oh, buddy. So then, you went back. So then you went back into the freezer.
Some of the, you know, that sausage, you know, that comes in the big roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The, like you use for your stuffing.
Yes.
The Jimmy Dean, right?
Yeah. So then I did that on top of the oven and, you know, cut that all up and lightly, you know, pan fried all of that. And then I put that on top of it. And I thought to myself, wow, not only does this make a great meal, but it also makes a great breakfast.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And it was really filling, but not too much. It literally covered, I felt like, all the important food groups. I was very satisfied.
It was just funny how you could take something and just move it into so much more.
Yeah. No, and you certainly did. And what are you calling this, Mom? What do I call this recipe?
Well, let's see. It's scalloped potatoes with melted cheese and sausage.
We'll call them scalloped potatoes remixed.
Scalloped potatoes. What'd you say? Remixed?
Remixed. Like the remix. You know, you ever heard like, oh, you are so silly, Chase. Oh, my goodness. All right, cool. So scalloped potatoes remixed. I will put that up on the website right as our show wraps up at 10 o'clock. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate
it. Thank you. I love you, and I'll see you later.
Yes, I'll see you soon. Oh, bye, Chase. You. Behave. I love you.
Love you.
How's your iPad?
Good.
Oh, jeez.
Love you.
Love you. Goodbye. Oh, my gosh.